Welcome back. Pakistan goes to the polls on Thursday in a nation of 240 million. The former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif will be one name which is being very closely watched. He's made a real comeback in Pakistan. Remember, Pakistan has seen three prime ministers in just the last couple of years: Imran Khan, Shehbaz Sharif and Anwar ul Haq Kakar, who is presently the Prime Minister. The Pakistan Muslim League Nawaz is considered as one of the leading contenders. The former Prime Minister Imran Khan, meanwhile, is languishing in jail with his party, the Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf, being barred from contesting the elections. Joining us now, Abdul Samad, spokesperson of the Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf, Irshad Ahmed Khan, spokesperson of the PMLN, Mr. Shashank, India's former foreign secretary. We are also joined by Yusra Askari. But let me go across to you, Mr. Samad, first. Do you believe that with Imran Khan in jail for 10 years, essentially the PTI, your party, as a political force in Pakistan, is presently finished?
Well, no party has finished by such coercive measures or such jail imprisonments. I mean, there are a lot of instances in past. I mean, if we go to the historical aspect, I mean, there was a Nawaz Sharif. They tried to eliminate him. So no political leader can be eliminated by this way. I mean, by the blatant power of state. So I don't think that Khan can be eliminated in any way.
Irshad Ahmed Khan, spokesperson of the PMLN, do you believe that this is for Nawaz Sharif a relatively easy battle? He's made a real comeback in Pakistan. The cases which he faced seem to be disappearing in the courts. Do you believe that you are, or he is, the top contender to become the next Prime Minister of Pakistan?
Muslim League Noon aur mere qaid Miyan Mohammad Nawaz Sharif sahab. Ye ek mohabbat karne wali jamaat hai aur mohabbat karne wale leader hai. Aur alhamdulillah, Pakistani qaum, Pakistan ke log unse mohabbat bhi karte hain, unse pyar aur itna inko maan diya ja raha hai, izzat di ja rahi hai. Hum log jalse kar rahe hain pure Pakistan mein, jahan jahan hum jaate hain, awam ka jamme ghafir aur ek samandar poop padta hai logon ka hamare qaid ki taqareer sunne ke liye aur hamare jalson mein aane ke liye. Abhi Abdul Samad Yaqub bhai hain mere, ye bhi main inse ye kahunga ki dekhen agar ye acha karte to log waqai inke saath hote. Abhi election hum log lad rahe hain, abhi election ho raha hai, to abhi election mein मैं अभी अपनी कंपेन छोड़ करके आपके साथ आकर के बैठ गया हूँ. मैंने कहा आधा घंटा आपके साथ भी बात करते हैं
जी.
तो बात ऐसे है कि इस वक्त आवाम की मोहब्बत, आवाम का वोट, आवाम की सपोर्ट मुस्लिम लीग नून के साथ है. मुस्लिम लीग नून पाकिस्तान है, पाकिस्तान के साथ है. लोग जो पाकिस्तान से मोहब्बत करते हैं वो मुस्लिम लीग नून से मोहब्बत करते हैं, मेरे कायद मियां मोहम्मद नवाज शरीफ साहब से मोहब्बत करते हैं. तो आपको कल रिजल्ट आ जाएगा, आज रात है, जब सुबह चांद चढ़ेगा सब लोग देखेंगे, पूरी दुनिया देखेगी कि मुस्लिम लीग नून की हुकूमत बनने जा रही है. मैं ये समझता हूँ कि पीटीआई एक जमात नहीं थी, एक चूचू का मुरब्बा था और परिंदों का घोंसला था, जो कि परिंदे उड़ गए, अब घोंसला बाकी है, अब उसमें देखें दोबारा से परिंदे आकर के बैठते हैं या नहीं बैठते. दूसरी बात यह है कि मुस्लिम लीग नून एक जमात है पाकिस्तान की, और वो कायम रहने वाली जमात है इंशाल्लाह. जब तक रब की मर्जी है और सबकी मर्जी है तो हुकूमत हमारी बनेगी इंशाल्लाह, और हुकूमत बनने जा रही है, और अगले वजीर आजम मियां मोहम्मद नवाज शरीफ साहब पाकिस्तान के होंगे इंशाल्लाह. हम हिंदुस्तान की तरफ दोस्ती का हाथ बढ़ाएंगे दोबारा से अमन शांति होगी, अमन के पैगाम दिए जाएंगे, बिजनेस होगा, लोग टूरिज्म करेंगे, पाकिस्तान में आएंगे, पाकिस्तान की तरक्की का वक्त होने वाला है.
ये सब तो ठीक है, ये बात की बात है, पर मैं सिर्फ ये जानना चाहूंगा कि पाकिस्तान आर्मी का सपोर्ट इस वक्त आपके पार्टी के साथ है, आप ये साफ तौर से यही कह रहे हैं, राइट?
आपकी गलत फहमी है और ये गलत प्रोपेगेंडा है मेरी आर्मी के खिलाफ, मेरे इदारों के खिलाफ. कभी भी आर्मी इन्वॉल्व नहीं होती है हमारे वोट. देखें हम
पाकिस्तान आर्मी पाकिस्तान के पॉलिटिक्स में इन्वॉल्व नहीं है, आप कह रहे हैं?
बिल्कुल नहीं है जी इन्वॉल्व. लेकिन जो मुल्क दुश्मन है उनकी गर्दन जरूर खींचते हैं. जैसे अब्दुल समद याकूब हंस रहे हैं, इन्होंने गद्दारी की तरफ कदम बढ़ाया, जरूर इनकी गर्दन पे हाथ डाला मेरे इदारों ने. क्योंकि जब भी कोई मुल्क के खिलाफ, मुल्क की सरहदों के खिलाफ, मुल्क के इदारों के खिलाफ बात करेगा तो जाहिर सी बात है.
आई वुड सजेस्ट खान साहब दैट योर वर्ड्स इंडिकेट दैट द आर्मी हैज इज फर्मली सपोर्टिंग योर पार्टी.
हमारे मुल्क में कानून है, कानून
जी जी जी. आप एक सेकंड, इरशाद अहमद खान साहब, मैं वापस आऊंगा आपके पास, आप एक सेकंड रुक जाइए. यूसरा, कुड यू टेल अस अ लिटिल बिट अबाउट द केसेस व्हिच Nawaz Sharif faced. He was out of the country for a long period of time. Many had said that his political future was non-existent. But he is seen to be the front runner in Pakistan. The cases have been disappearing in courts, as the cases have been piling up in Imran Khan's case. Could you tell us a little bit about Nawaz Sharif and the status of legal problems which he faces presently in Pakistan?
Vishnu, at the moment, what we do see is a reversal of roles. 5 years ago, what we saw Nawaz Sharif go through, today we are seeing Imran Khan go through. I think what the key question does remain, what lies ahead for Pakistan? And I think we need to evaluate what a new government in power, what a possible PMLN leading government might mean for Pakistan. Our economic duress has put us in a state of absolute fiscal sort of downfall. And that downfall has led to many, many key implementing factors coming into play. What we need to see is how and what the turnout will be tomorrow, the kind of numbers that turn up, the kind of percentages in various rural and urban sectors do come out to show support to their political parties, and more importantly, how that translates into numbers in parliament for both the PTI and PMLN. The word on the street is one of disappointment. Multiple parties have failed the people of Pakistan repeated number of times. How they will show that at the ballot tomorrow, how they will show that at the polls tomorrow, one will have to wait and watch. But at the moment, Mr. Nawaz Sharif does seem to be in a clear lead and anticipatedly will become the next premier of Pakistan not so long from now. What lies ahead for Imran Khan, one will have to wait and watch. But the number of convictions are piling up and there are several cases on the back burner. How that will shape up with a large number of people supporting him, the dichotomy and how that will play out, that is also important to wait and watch.
Just a basic question, Yusra, how long before we know what the results are? How long does it take in Pakistan's system?
By the same time tomorrow, we will start seeing trends, we will start seeing anticipated results, but we do believe that the first kind of formal announcements will come through around 10 p.m. tomorrow night, but the RTS may or may not malfunction. It may work as per what it is meant to, but by 10 o'clock tomorrow, we should see some final results certainly coming in.
All right. Former Foreign Secretary Shashank also with us. How would New Delhi be looking at the election process in Pakistan, sir?
I feel that at the time of elections, the army and the political leadership have to be on the same page, because Pakistan faces serious problems, and unless they are working together, it can really lead to either breaking up forces in Pakistan becoming stronger and stronger, or their international partners getting fed up with the leadership in Pakistan. So therefore, at the time of elections, I think now I can see that PMLN and the army seem to be on the same page. As 5 years ago, we saw the PTI was on the same page as the army. Now, what happens is that the two constituencies that they work for or against, that one is India. They have to always, whoever becomes the popular leader, starts talking against India. There, I think what I am very assured that the PMLN representative here is saying that there will be a pagam of peace for India. So let us see how that goes. Second is that this region, especially on the western side of Pakistan, is in turmoil. And I am quite sure that Pakistan can perhaps play a strategic role intelligently, as it has played in the past, in order to make sure that its economic issues, economic problems, are somehow mitigated to some extent. So I hope that we are able to see, after the recent elections, some stability, some more money pumping into Pakistan, and perhaps Pakistani military leadership and the political leadership will try to make peace with India. India would welcome that so long as they accept the realities of the region and they do not support any longer the terrorist activities in India or any other neighboring country.
Irshad Ahmed Khan Saab, the big problem for Pakistan is inflation at this stage, one of the big problems, which is at a decade's high. And at the moment there is a short-term IMF bailout package that will need to be renegotiated because that is running out, by March. So if any party coming into power in Pakistan has to face that, is your party prepared?
ہماری حکومت جب بنے گی آپ دیکھیں گے خوشحالی خطے میں بھی آئے گی, پاکستان تو خوشحال ہوگا ہوگا.
پر خان صاحب آپ یہ جو کہہ رہے یہ ہوگا کیسے, یہ شارٹ ٹرم جو لون ہے آئی ایم ایف کے پاس, پاکستان کا اکنامک سچویشن شاید اس سے خراب کبھی نہیں ہوا ہے. اس وقت جو سچویشن ہے لون کا جو سچویشن ہے اس کو آپ کو ری نیگوسیٹ کرنا پڑے گا, تو خوشحالی کی بات شاید دور کی بات ہے. فی الحال جو ہے یہ لون ہے, آپ یہ لون کے بارے میں کیا سوچتے ہیں؟
میں آپ کی اسی طرف آ رہا ہوں, آپ کے جواب کی طرف ہی آ رہا تھا, آپ درمیان میں آ گئے. میں یہ کہنا چاہ رہا تھا کہ ہماری حکومت بننے دیجیے, صرف ون ویک صبر کیجیے, ایک تو لون کے پرابلم بھی حل ہو جائیں گے, ہمارے لوگوں کے ساتھ جو دوستی خراب کی گئی پچھلے 3.5 سال میں وہ بھی بہتر ہو جائے گی, لوگ ہمارے ساتھ ممالک بزنس کے لیے تیار ہوں گے. جب بزنس کے ساتھ ضروری نہیں ہے کہ ہم ہر وقت لون لیتے رہیں. انشاءاللہ میرے قائدین کا یہ ذہن ہے اور یہ سوچ ہے کہ ہم خطے میں ایسا کام کریں گے کہ خوشحالی آئے گی, نہ صرف پاکستان کی خوشحالی آئے گی, جو ہمارے قریب پڑوس میں لوگ ہیں ان کو بھی خوشحالی, ان کا اگر کچھ نہ کچھ پرابلم ہے وہ بھی حل ہو جائیں گے. آپ یہ دیکھتے رہیے کہ جب بزنس ہوگا, بزنس سے ہمیں ضرورت نہیں ہے کہ ہم لون لیں, لازم لون لیں. ہاں اگر ہماری ضرورت ہوئی شروع میں تو بالکل آئی ایم ایف کی طرف ہم, ظاہری سی بات ہے ان کے ساتھ ہمارا بزنس ہے اور ہم ان کی طرف جائیں گے, اور وہ انشاءاللہ ہمیں بڑی خوش اسلوبی کے ساتھ لون بھی دیں گے اور ہمارے ساتھ کھڑے ہوں گے, ہمارے ساتھ شانہ بشانہ. آپ دیکھتے جائیے, تھوڑے دن صبر کیجئے. ہم تو یہ کہہ رہے ہیں کہ حکومت بن کس لیے رہی ہے, پاکستان کے لیے بن رہی ہے, پاکستان کے لوگوں کے لیے بن رہی ہے, پاکستان کی خوشحالی کے لیے بن رہی ہے. میں نے تو آپ کو شروع میں بھی یہ کہا کہ جو کچھ اب ہونے جا رہا ہے یہ شاید پہلے کبھی سوچا نہیں ہوگا ہمارے لوگوں نے, اور جو کچھ اب ہوگا وہ دنیا دیکھے گی انشاءاللہ وہ کچھ ہوگا.
آپ خوشحالی کی بات کر رہے پر آپ نے کوئی فرم اسٹریٹجی, کوئی کچھ نمبر نہیں بولا ہے, کوئی کچھ اکنامک پالیسی کے بارے میں نہیں بتایا. آپ نے صرف کہا کہ سب ٹھیک ہو جائے گا, یہ ہوگا ٹھیک کیسے؟
ہم نے ساتھ یہ بھی کہا تو چاند چڑھے گا تو دنیا دیکھے گی جب ہم, ہاں ضرور آئیں گے تو پھر ہم
ضرور, آپ نے یہ بھی کہا ہے, آپ کو نظر آئے گا. اور ڈو یو بلیو دیٹ آنسر لیکس اینی فرم بیسس؟
Well, no economic goals can be achieved through the process of selection. I mean, I would rather call it a selection day than the election day. I mean, things are decided, pre-decided, who's going to be the puppet prime minister, the incoming prime minister will be the, I mean, which Pakistan never had witnessed such kind of a puppet prime minister. I mean, so the things are clear. I mean, I don't think that political or economic goals or stability can be achieved through this sham democracy or this through this sham elections. I mean, where all possible coercive measures has been taken against the PTI. I mean, you have set aside to I mean let me be very clear, the state has cornered the PTI, and yet the most popular party, and yet they believe that they can achieve political stability. I mean, certainly not.
Okay.
I totally agree.
Yusra,
when I was listening to Mr. Rishad, it made me feel like it's his constituency where he's delivering the speech and making all the promises which someone make before the marriage.
ہم یہ کہتے ہیں بغضِ نواز شریف سے باز آ جائیے, پاکستان سے محبت کیجیے, پاکستان کے اداروں سے محبت کیجیے, آپ کو معلوم ہوگا کہ پاکستان میں ترقی کیسے ہوگی. ہاں اگر اسی طرح آپ جلاؤ گراؤ کی سیاست کرتے رہے تو جیلوں میں بھی پڑے ہوں گے. ظاہری سی بات ہے, جو پاکستان کے خلاف بات کرے گا جو پاکستان کے اداروں کو برباد کرے گا اس کو واقعی قانون حرکت میں آئے گا, عدالت اس کو سزائیں بھی دیں گی, ان کو سزائیں بھی ہوں گی, جیلوں میں بھی جائیں گے.
مطلب
یہ ہے کہ آپ جس میں بوٹ پالش کر کے آئے اداروں کے تو وہ آپ سے نہیں
پالش کر کے نہیں آئے.
ہم گو اکراس ٹو یوسرا فار اے مومنٹ. یوسرا, پاکستان فیسز اے سیریس پرابلم ناؤ وتھ ایران ایز ویل. دیر ور ملٹری اسٹرائکس بائی ایران and Pakistan retaliated as well. Pakistan's security concern has always been stated to be India, but there is a huge problem now with Iran as well. Any government which comes into power would have to address that as well, right?
Absolutely, Vishnu. I think the internal volatility kind of reflects outward. And with multiple of our borders and our neighbors not in the best of terms with us, there needs to be a situation whereby which there's a quelling of diplomatic tensions along our borders. There needs to be a concentrated effort whereby which the tensions are taken off our borders and an economic addressal of the situation at hand is done. My respected colleagues are both saying khushali aegi, which is happiness, and my other colleague is saying ki there's a pitfall nearing us. What I think Pakistan wants majorly is stability. We're not craving ultimate happiness or ultimate despair. We're craving stability. And I mean, that is the word on the street. The common man just wants an ease of life, a stability of living, way of life, everyday, mundane stability. That's all the common man craves. He craves a salary that will accommodate his expenses, his family's expenses, and that's about it.
Sure.
We need to come back to the basics and address the common man rather than say which party has found an alliance with the establishment at the time.
Yusra, the one party that we haven't spoken about is the Pakistan People's Party and Bilawal Bhutto as well. We've spoken about the PMLN. What sort of threat or what sort of challenge does the PPP present to the PMLN at this stage?
I think the PPP is marginally or in some capacity readying to take on the mantle from where the PMLN leaves it behind. The PML is in the process of gearing up its second generation of leadership, whereas in the PPP, Bilawal Bhutto Zardari has come forth as a second generation of leadership in the flanks, preparing along with him a younger generation of politicians that are going to lead the party into the next foray, so to say. So at the moment, the PPP is a valid contender to watch for. How they will play their political agendas in the next couple of days, will they ally with the PMLN to form the PDM yet again, or will they ally against them in support of other parties? One will have to wait and watch, but clearly important contenders in Pakistan's political scene.
Ambassador Shashank, the possibility of a hung parliament can't be ruled out either in Pakistan, right?
Well, hung parliament could be there if PPP really does very well. But I find that the domestic situation is quite unstable because most of the regions in Pakistan are in turmoil. People are protesting constantly. And therefore, you need a mature leadership not to direct attention or against neighbors, but just to somehow see how best they can come to a solution so that people's aspirations can be met in the best manner. And I think for that, if it has a more mature leadership would be important. Now, it's for the establishment in Pakistan to see whether they can do something in a way to keep Pakistan stable, and also the economic difficulties which they are facing, somehow who will be the best leader to take care of the economic hardships there and come out with international understandings.
All right. Thank you very much, all of you, for being with us.